The first reading is a reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw a scroll in the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. It had writing on both sides and was sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a mighty angel who proclaimed in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" No one in heaven and on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to examine it. I shed many tears because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to examine it. One of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed, enabling him to open the scroll with its seven seals." Then I saw standing in the midst of the throne and the four living creatures and the elders, the Lamb that seemed to have been slain. He had seven horns and seven eyes, and these are the seven spirits of God sent out into the whole world. He came and received the scroll from the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. When he took it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each of the elders held a harp and gold bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of the holy ones. And they sang a new hymn. "Worthy are you to receive the scroll and break open its seals, for you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God those from every tribe and tongue, people and nation. You made them a kingdom and priests for our God, and they shall reign on earth." The word of the Lord. The Lamb has made us a kingdom of priests to serve our God. The Lamb has made us a kingdom of priests to serve our God. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. The Lamb has made us a kingdom of priests to serve our God. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adores the lowly with victory. The Lamb has made us a kingdom of priests to serve our God. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Alleluia. The Lamb has made us a kingdom of priests to serve our God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. For the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you and will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you, and they will not leave one stone upon another within you, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." The Gospel of the Lord. And so as Jesus weeps over Jerusalem, he cries and he says, "You did not recognize the time of your visitation," meaning that they didn't recognize him. And so often in our own lives, we too can fail to recognize Jesus when he comes to us. Again, we have ideas about the way Jesus comes. Of course, he comes to us in prayer, but not always the way we expect in prayer. If I do these things, then he will appear to me, or if I do the things in the blue book and, you know, this promise of this saint and the blessed mother. And really, we recognize Christ when he comes to us in prayer, and that means he's in charge. He'll come to us when he wants. We recognize him when he comes to us in events. Sometimes events in our life are sure presence of God. And often, most of the time, he comes to us through others. And do we recognize him? Because to think about how many times I have not recognized Jesus when he comes. And when I fail to recognize him, then I don't have peace. And that's what Jesus is saying. If you want to have peace, recognize me when I visit you. So today, let our hearts be open. and say, Lord, help me to see you when you come to me. Because I promise you, to each of us, he will come and he will visit us today. But will we recognize him? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.